Now, I come to the ninth chapter, and when we come to the ninth chapter here, we have the Passover and the covering cloud. Now, it's not my intention to dwell on this too much, but there is something here that's quite significant. The children of Israel were to celebrate the Passover in the wilderness. Now, they failed for a long time, it's true, but they were to celebrate it. Let me read chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. Now they were to remember the Passover in the wilderness. Now there's given instructions here for what has always been called the little Passover. Now suppose there was a man that had done something that prevented him from celebrating the Passover at the proper time. Well, here's the example, verse 7. And these men said unto him, We're defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering unto the Lord in his appointed season? And Moses said unto them, Stand still, and I'll hear what the Lord will command concerning you. Now you'll notice here, Moses appealed to God. He didn't appeal to the book of church order. He didn't appeal to Robert's rules of order. He appealed to God. And again, I come back to this. We're to appeal to the Word of God. That should be the authority for the child of God. But, of course, there's that element of interpretation. And we need to have a little bit more sensible interpretation, I think, of the Word of God in many areas. Now, let me move on here because I'm very anxious to conclude this. These men made confession of their sin. God said to Moses, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you, of your posterity, shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord, the 14th day of the second month. Now, not the first month, but a month later, you see. At even, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. It's delayed, and it's a postponed Passover, as you can see. Now, we have instructions given here that are also very important for the covering cloud. In other words, the cloud was to follow them by day. I shouldn't say follow them. They were to follow the cloud. It was to lead them. And it was to be a pillar of fire by night and would be for their light and their protection. Now let me read this, verse 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely, the tent of the testimony, and even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. Now the children of Israel had a covering cloud. It was the Shekinah glory. And it is this that made them different from any nation. I should say one of the many things that made them different from any other nation. When Paul wanted to identify them, he said, Who are Israelites? That's over in the ninth chapter of the Epistle to the Romans. Who are Israelites? And he mentions here eight different means of identification. And one of them was this, and the glory. They had the glory. To whom pertaineth the adoption? And number two was the glory. And this is it, right here. These are the only people that ever had the visible presence of God with them.